One, two, three, four!
How are y'all doing? Is that a North Carolina accent?
I don't know. It's got a little Southern drawl to it.
Is North Carolina considered Southern? It is called North Carolina.
Well,
I'm from the South. Oh, where? North Carolina.
But it's north of South Carolina. That's why it's called. It's like the same thing as North Dakota and South Dakota.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say North Dakota is in the South, clearly.
I'm from the Midwest. Where? Dakota. Which one? Oh, yeah. Which one are you there from?
You saying something over there?
I said, son.
You heard what I said.
You're a chicken, not a chicken hawk.
I said, I gave you the opportunity to join in this episode. God dang it.
Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second.
I don't even think it could pick you up back there. Well, Devon heard you, so I guess it did.
I did.
Charge? I don't know if you've heard this podcast. We've had Adam MacArthur on here. I'm charge you to be a guest.
What you drinking there, bud?
I'm drinking a little Bud Light seltzer.
Ooh, getting a little buzzy?
This is a cherry limeade. I tell you what.
Well, I tell you what, Bud Light seltzers get you feeling right.
I tell you what, they are not very good.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion, they're not very good.
Big poo-poo.
They're definitely not as good as the Mike's Hard Seltzer, since now when you walk into that section, literally every single brand name of alcohol has their own seltzer variety.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, right? What a win.
Yeah, I figured I would try this one, because I like carbonated things, so I like the idea, but these ones are just not very good. So which of the Vidya games, which ones have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Apex. A heap load of Apex. I played Apex, so the Emergence went live on the 2nd of August, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe, yeah, the 2nd of August.
Yeah.
It went live the 3rd, because it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Things for video games go live on Tuesdays. So I went live on Tuesday. I played a couple days of it, and then I really got into Splitgate. Like, super hard into Splitgate on console. I use a $500 system to play free-to-play games. That's what I do. That is what I do. That's my life now. So I played some Splitgate, which is good.
I don't know. I don't think I could get into it. I looked at it, and it looks like one of those games that, like, I'm like, I don't think so.
So it's cool, right? The game is very reminiscent of Halo and Portal. If you just mix the two together, Splitgate's their baby.
Which, obviously, that sounds great. You think that would be, like, a big hit for me. But I watched the trailer, and I just said,
So, it's very big emphasis on using your portals. You can use your portals to get advantages. You can aim and shoot through your portals as well. So, you can see through your portals. Your teammates can't see through your portals. And you can't see through enemy portals. So, you can't do that. But you can see through your own. It's cool to get, like, that tactical advantage. All the weapons. You start with an assault rifle and a carbine. And then there's weapon pickups, so SMGs, SMG, rocket launcher, a railgun, the battle rifle, which is fucking awesome. And then they have a shotgun, and then they have what's a sniper, and then a BFB, which is a big fucking bat. I think that's an homage to Doom, like BFG. So
yep.
It's pretty sweet. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And then I've been playing, I played a little bit of Death's Door the other day. Which is like a top-down dungeon crawler. You play as a crow, and you have to reap souls of the dead.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty sweet. I enjoy it.
Never heard of that.
How about you? What have you been playing, brother?
Oh, you know I'm on the Fortnite grind.
Superman's in there now.
Superman was added. Yeah, I'm almost on the quest to get my Superman. Well, I'm almost on the quest to get Clark. And then I have to unlock the emote for him that lets him
rip into Superman.
Yeah. They also have a tie-in right now for Free Guy, the new Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, yeah.
He has an ATM you can go in, and he pops out and talks to you and sends you on a quest to get an emote based on Free Guy.
Is it actually Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's him. And like, it's as the character from the movie that pops out on like a little screen. That's like a movie line, but like it's also in reference to you.
That's pretty sweet. And then
you go do like a little easy quest, which the one I'm on right now is to be hit by a vehicle. So I have to get myself hit by someone else's vehicle. So it's, yeah, I don't know how easy it's going to be, but then you get an emote that has like Ryan Reynolds like voice line and like a thing from the movie. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, you've been on the big Fortnite grind.
Yeah, I went to Ariana Grande concert. Yeah. That was cool. Well, you know, we all sat down and watched that.
My favorite part of that was when she, you know, did her little homage to Mac Miller. It was very, that hit me. It hit me somewhere. She was walking up the steps to heaven to go sing with Mac. Oh!
Fuck, that was very good. Like the whole thing, like the amount of work that's put into it, that you can only actually do it in game for 3 days, and you have to be in there like a half an hour in advance because it does fill up. There's a point where it's too full and you can't queue for it anymore,
right?
And then, you know, that's the only time you get to actually experience it as your character in game. It's pretty crazy to put it. I mean, imagine how much work went into that for it to just be over,
right? It's pretty
you can watch cool. It on YouTube, like, yeah, I did for Travis Scott, but
yeah, I watched the Travis Scott one. It's cool that the start, like, it shows like how mainstream gaming's becoming, right? Because back then it was just like, oh, gaming, you're a nerd. Wow. And now it's like everyone's getting into the space. Like Drake's part of he's owns a percentage of fucking 100 Thieves, which is a gaming organization. Like all these people, I'm pretty sure Mark Cuban owns a stake in a Call of Duty team right now. It's just so widespread. And it's just
probably, I mean, like even stuff that is more obscure, I'd say overall, like the Overwatch League, like the Boston Uprising is owned by Robert Kraft.
Right.
So, I mean, owns the Patriots and then owns an esports team for Overwatch.
Could you imagine that, dude? Like him walking into the board meeting, not knowing what the fuck Overwatch is. He's just like, oh, yeah.
His kids playing games. Nice. And the Boston Uprising fucking sucks.
Right.
It's terrible.
right.
Awful.
So it's like, oh my God. It's very cool. Like, it's crazy because it started with CS, right? CS started being on TV. Like, that was like the big thing. I can't wait, dude. It's going to be part of the Olympics one day.
Yeah, that and like Unreal Tournament, because
when
they had Arena on G4 TV, they used to play that. It used to be Unreal Tournament 2004. Counter-Strike, and then I don't remember what they played fighting games, but I cannot place which one it was.
I can't wait. It's gonna be part of the Olympics at some point. You're gonna see gaming in that space.
You think so?
I know so. Like competitive, like whether it's
you imagine like they show like you get a screen cap of an Olympian and it's just like some like 17-year-old kid. He's like,
I'm telling you, dude, it's gonna happen.
I play middle lane. Like, this guy's an Olympian. Like, right, literally, that's probably, we have to refer to him that way.
All right, it would be, oh, dude, so many people would make a stick. I train my body every day. Every day I train my body. They're training their bodies too. You know, hand-eye coordination, man. Same shit.
I know that all aspects of that definitely take some, you know, high, like, mental acuity, even if you're doing a physical thing. Obviously, there's a lot of mental involved. But I think that, you know, the gaming space, it's a lot. It's primarily mental, but then there's the physical of being able to, you know, react quickly and reflex and, you know, hand-eye coordination and brain to, well, better than I have.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty cool. I wanted to, it's been a while since we've done this, since we've recorded. It's been like, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, we probably lost the trademark on the name by now.
Nah, fuck them. We got it. It's ours. I wanted to read a couple of, we got some good boy reviews, man, on the Apple podcast here. The last time we had a review was April, and we got these two this week, which is fucking baller. We got one from CFAT, Gamers Gonna Game. As a former video game tester, I give this podcast high marks for enthusiasm and love of the material. Give it a listen. Definitely rated M for mature. CFAT, thank you so much, brother.
We appreciate it. And you're right.
It is fucking rated M for mature. That's actually pretty cool. Like, imagine if that would have been our podcast name, Rated M for Mature. Like, that's dope. Like, that's
sick. Is that taken? Maybe we change, you know?
It's time for the logo, everything.
We just rebirth.
Rebirth. And then we got one from Scotty Maynow, which, you know, he now he does because he heard the song. Fun gaming podcast. The guys here are a lot of fun, whether they are talking what they are currently playing, which we always do, what's coming out, or the gaming news. Facts. Sometimes we lose a host to Pokemon Unite. That made me laugh. It's true. If you're a gamer, add these guys to your podcast listening list. Appreciate you, Scotty Maynow. We appreciate you. You know, haven't really jumped on Pokemon Unite since we played.
Probably should be that. I haven't much either.
Because the game's ever growing. Gardevoir got added to the game, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they're adding other stuff too.
Hey, guess what? Before we get too far ahead, Rated M for Mature is already a podcast.
Damn, I'm so mad about it. Yeah. Honestly, super mad. Well, good for you guys. You guys got a really good name.
Good for them. Go check them out. I know nothing about them.
Facts. Go check them out. They could be assholes, but they're probably not.
They could be awful.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It could be a whoops. Could be a little faux pas right there.
This is sick. So, apparently, Blastoise is going to be added to Pokemon Unite.
All right.
August 30th, around
that. Well, Charizard and Venusaur are already in there, so, like, what the fuck?
Well,
why isn't he already?
Let's be real. Out of the three starters, if you didn't pick Bulbasaur, you're a loser.
All right, so where is he? You know, so that's what I'm saying. Where is he then?
Yeah, exactly. It's true.
Put some respect on his shell.
There's no trailer yet for him. They're, like, talking about, like, different stuff that he could have.
I think he has water cannons. And I bet you he's like a turtle.
Am I able to share my screen in Zencaster?
I don't know. Probably not.
Can I put this in? Dude, click that link right there. It's going to bring you to...
This is a virus. I know it.
No. Look at that, dude.
Wow. What a dapper fuck.
Look at that. For our listeners.
A little daisy?
Yeah. It's Blastoise. He's got... So in Pokemon Unite, you can have different skins in there. Like Venusaur's got a Hawaiian shirt on. Cinderace has like a... He's dressed as a pirate. Blastoise has a fedora on. And he's dapper as fuck. He's got like a collared shirt with a green vest, a daisy that clips it all together, and he's got a handkerchief in the pocket. He looks baller.
He's ready to go out, and he looks like he retired in Florida a couple of years back. And you know, he spends the cold winters down there, and this is how he dresses every day, just with a different color vest on.
You know, he is chilling in the Galar region sometimes, so you know. He's gotta have that dapper wear. Trey, I don't know if you have any news to talk about, but I got a few things to dabble into.
Yeah, go for it.
So for everyone who doesn't know, Apex Legends Season 10 is out. It's out, it's called Emergence. They launched with a new weapon, a new legend, and some changes to the map. We talked about this on the last podcast, last episode. So quickly, they put out a patch for a few things in game. One of them is towards Seer, who was the new legend. His fix was they got rid of there's a flash when he uses his tactical. So his tactical is he shoots out like this beam and he can see where you're at. He does 10 damage and he can, it stops you from healing or picking anyone up, like reviving or anything like that. So they nerfed the flash that happens. That's about it. He's a broken character. I think he's very broken. They already nerfed the Prowler and the L-Star. The Prowler's damage got moved from 15 to 14. They reduce speed while ADSing with the L-Star. And then they raise the prices for the Prowler and L-Star in arenas. So far, I'm having a lot of fun with Season 10 of Apex. It's one of the biggest growing games right now on Twitch. A lot of Warzone players have moved over to Apex. And as someone who's been playing the game since day one, I'm very thankful and very happy that a lot of people are making the switch. Because Shroud said it way early on, probably like, I think season 5 or 6. He was playing it and he said, whoa, I completely forgot that this game takes skill. Game takes a lot of skill. It's not hard to play Warzone or anything like that. You kind of just point and shoot. In this game, there's a lot of fucking recoil on some of these weapons. There's a lot of different abilities that you have to worry about. There's no constant fucking UAV. There's characters for that. So you have to build your team, and you actually have to hit your fucking shots in this game to do anything. You got to know the map, right? Landing in the same spot over and over again is not you learning the map. You got to land other places. You got to get used to the map, because you never know. You land in the same spot. When Final Ring happens, now you're in a spot where you don't know where any sight lines are or anything like that. But I think Apex on Twitch has grown. I don't know how to read this. I don't know how to read this shit. Whatever. We'll just go to Twitch right now, and I'll tell you what their views are at. How many viewers they have right now. They're the third most viewed channel right now. Like, category right now. Apex Legends is sitting at 80.3K viewers. Warzone is in sixth with 71.8.
And Hot Tub's number one.
Hot Tub's number one. Oh, you know what? This is sorted by recommended for you. Views high to low. Damn, Apex is... Jeez. Just Chatting is up all the way, like 420K viewers, but that is probably Hot Tub.
Yeah.
Apex Hot is nice behind Minecraft.
Laying on my bed, writing your name on my forehead.
Facts. Farting into the microphone. Sick, dude.
Yeah.
You guys are so cool. So Apex is ninth, right behind... No, it's eighth. Do I know how to math?
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
It's eighth, right behind Minecraft.
Get fucked.
How crazy is that, dude? Minecraft just still up there,
killing it.
And GTA 5 is second. What a fucking,
you know,
what a fucking
what a world. Okay, let's move on to that real quick. You know what a real kick in the dick it is that they're gonna remake the PS2 games before. Where's GTA 6, man?
Honestly, it's non-existent. It's not going to happen. They're going to pour everything that they've got into GTA 5 and Red Dead, and then GTA 6, forget about it.
Well, GTA 4 came out in 2007 or 2008. 2007, I think.
Yeah.
So then 6 years later, 2013. 2013, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. It's 2021. It's almost been 10 fucking years since GTA 5 came out.
Yeah, but we're getting remastered.
And I get it. I get it. They're monetizing it to the grave. I understand that. But also, where is it? Where is it? Where is number 6?
It's just not going to happen.
At least Skyrim didn't come out until 2011. Wait, sure. that was older than... Fuck, no. I was thinking about GTA 4's release date. Damn. Just as bad. Actually, probably worse. Because Skyrim isn't even like a persistent online experience.
Nope.
That better be the greatest game of all time. That's going to... Oh.
Which one? I can't hear you anymore.
No? Oh.
Okay, I can hear you.
Did you know the enter key on the keyboard mutes the microphone? I didn't. I leaned on the numpad.
I think
Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh,
it's going to be a cyberpunk Duke Nukem fucking been in development for 2 decades. Comes out and it's a big smoky turd.
It's a big smoky piece of shit. I thought you were saying that it's supposed to be cyberpunk-esque. I was like, whoa, really?
No, I mean, it's going to be the same thing where it's in development forever. It was first revealed, what, 2018?
Yeah, 18, 19, I think.
Yeah, I think it was E3 2018.
Yeah.
They just showed like the clip of it.
Yeah.
Now it's 3 years later and haven't seen anything else since.
Nothing. Saw some Starfield though.
Pow.
Yeah.
Not really. So we're getting the remasters or remakes. They're saying remastered, but like there's a difference, I think. But anyways, all three of these games are being remastered using Unreal Engine and will be a mix of new and old graphics. So we're getting Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
So mix of new and old. Do you think like you're in one like little district of the city and it's like beautiful and pristine, but as soon as you cross over like the line into the next town, it just it's PS2.
The shit.
And it's like, oh, this is the shit. This is the slums. They didn't even look at this shit. One.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. This place fucking sucks. We're gonna go back over there.
One source claims to have seen a snippet of the games in action and said that the visuals reminded them of a heavily modded version of a classic GTA title. The UI for the games are also being updated as well, and they will retain the same classic style. No details were shared about gameplay, but Kotaku has been told that these remastered titles are trying to stay true to the PS2 era GTA games as much as possible. Which you don't have to. Just keep the story, just update the graphics. That's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because remake and remasters are different. Like, a remake is Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
That's a remake. A remaster is every other game that's ever come out.
Facts.
You know, like, I don't... PS2 remasters.
Have we had any?
Well, I mean, I guarantee there are some. It's just not coming to mind, but...
I think we had Ratchet and Clank. Was that a remaster? Or was that just a top-down remake?
I don't know if it was a remake or not. I don't remember enough about Ratchet and Clank, to be honest with you.
I think that one was a remake, because I think top-down it was a remake. Not the newest one, but, you know, the one that came out in 2016.
Yeah. Well, you know, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, all those ones were older. Remakes. Those are PS1s.
Yeah, but those are remakes. Great games. Fucking awesome games. Damn. So good.
Yeah, but like the Mass Effect Legendary Edition, that's a remaster.
That is
a remaster. I mean, how's that going for you, by the way? And stuff. I haven't played it in like a month.
Me either.
I haven't played it at all. I got Liara. I haven't gotten past that point.
I've given
up any glimmer of hope that I will actually play it.
Yeah, I've literally seen someone playing it on my PlayStation friends, and I'm just like, fuck, I really should play that game. And then I'm like,
I've seen tweets of people who are like, oh, I just finished Legendary Edition for the second time, about to start number three. And I'm like, yeah?
I'm fighting. Yeah? I'm literally at the fight with Saren. I'm just getting my ass whooped, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. I don't care about this anymore. I booted up Ghost of Tsushima because I'm trying to platinum that. So
I haven't turned my PlayStation on in like a month and a half, two months.
You're an Xbox weeb now.
Yeah. Bill Gates got me by the balls.
Dude, he's got everyone by the balls now.
Yep. Well, he got me with the twofer. I got the Xbox and the vaccine. Trapping the chip in my arm.
Gotcha.
Oh, Bill knows everything about me at this point.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. That's fucking hilarious.
Not for me.
No, not definitely not for you. That's just absolutely terrible. I know that you didn't jump in on it, but you really wanted to. New World.
Mm.
I know we talked about that last time as well. So I really didn't want to talk about it at all.
Okay. Well, what's next?
I feel like I have to.
Because nice day today.
I feel like I have to
warm.
Because
oh, you are okay.
Because this is just like it's just one of those things where games always get delayed, right?
Yeah,
they always get delayed. Now, sometimes it's for good things. Good things need to be happening. The game needs to be more polished. And obviously, there's backlash. It's funny because like I read stuff on Twitter. Like that's where I get my main source of news. So if anything's trending, which New World was trending, there's always these soy boys that are like, the game was fine the way it is. Just release it. Like, dude, I took off 3 weeks for this. Bro, if you're taking time off to play a video game, I'm guilty of it too. I take time off to play it. But how often do you actually sit down and play a video game? I got other shit to do. It's never, like, if I took 3 weeks off to play a video game, I'm not doing that. I'm going somewhere. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, like, they're so upset and so soy boy about it. Like, cry me a river. Anyways, New World has been delayed, has already been delayed a few times. It was supposed to be coming out August 31st, but they have delayed it. It's been pushed back until September 28th. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, it wasn't a game that was hot on my radar. I played it. I actually purchased the game just to be into the closed beta, and I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I think the gameplay's fun. I think that there's a few things I think they need to add. They need to add more different types of enemies. And I didn't really get too far in it, so I don't know if there are different types of enemies. But from what I gather, I really like the game. From what I played, it's great. There's three different factions. You can do PvP. I'm not big on PvP. I don't really give a fuck about PvP in MMORPGs. I think they're stupid. I just think it's dumb. Mainly because, one, I'm not good at it. But the biggest news was that game got pushed back, and I know that was a hot button radar for a lot of people out there. A lot of people out there were like, oh my god, I can't believe it's being delayed. Why? Cry me a river. Cry me a river. They did add... Wow. Hold on. Sorry. I'm on Twitter right now, scrolling through, and my boy right here in my face on this podcast got an answer from Mike Rose. Wow. You fucking sexy bitch.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, who the fuck is Mike Rose? And then I looked and I saw he had blue check and I said, oh, who the fuck is Mike Rose? Yeah, and then I saw he's like part of the company that published Yes, Your Grace. Sounds cool.
That's pretty sweet. That's pretty sick. That's awesome.
Yeah, so he said, good list.
Yeah, he said, you know, that's it. He's a big friend
of, Boyfriend Dungeon and Forza Horizon.
Back for Blood, Tetris.
Playing the fuck out of Tetris.
So talk to me about this Tetris game that you're playing.
Tetris Effect connected? Yeah, so good. Me and Mike were playing it together.
So is it? It's on the old Xbox, right?
And it's on Game Pass. You can play it on PC too.
Can I? All right, cool.
You can. So it's probably the greatest Tetris game, or maybe like any game that I can remember in a while to play. Like if you were going to be high, because every single stage is like visually totally buck wild, and all the blocks change to like fit the themes. So like one's like underwater with dolphins swimming. And there's music playing. One is like you know, a samurai, and like has the music, and like all the blocks change to cut the theme and color. And the speed when it's like the single player one,
yeah.
As you go through like the story progression of the levels, the speed goes from one up to like fucking 12 at some points, and it changes like with the music's tempo and with what's going on. So it like paces you through it. It's, I don't know, it's really fun. I only play it for like 30-40 minutes or so usually, then stop it, but then I'll play it again the next day and the next day. And the connected is you can play it, you know, co-op versus whatever. Like me and Mike were playing co-op against, you fight like bosses that are based on constellations.
Okay,
so like the two of us are competing against the boss, and as he, like, each constellation, each boss has like different moves they do. Like one, they make blocks rain on you. One, they make some pop out. One, they invert. One, they make your blocks double sized. Like it's pretty crazy. And then you fill up like this, like, you know, ultimate meter. And when it fills up, it's three of them. So it was me, Mike, and a computer. So like all three of ours merge into one big playing field, and we take turns placing a block cooperatively in like one giant field. And then however many lines we clear, it like throws all of those over at the boss. And the whole point is to do that repeatedly until you destroy him.
That's pretty
sick. It's very cool.
I will say, going back, Boyfriend Dungeon is on Game Pass for PC. I'm
downloading it now. Play it. You should definitely play it.
And I'm also downloading Tetris Effect.
Definitely try it. It's worth it.
That's pretty sweet. I'm super into that. Because I love playing Tetris. I never really got big into Tetris 99.
It's the classic Tetris game you know and love, but with like beautiful visuals and sound effects. Like it's excellent.
Nice. I never really got big into Tetris 99 because just not good at under pressure with that. Like you're playing against 98 other people and you're trying to screw people over. Peter.
Yeah. And I, Tetris 99 too, I found it too easy to just get fucked. Like I'm pretty good at Tetris. And with that one, it was just like, there's 98 other people who were just sending random shit. Like I just couldn't compete if you got unlucky. You know, it felt like too much. You had not enough control over your ability to actually survive if you didn't get lucky enough to not get targeted for a while.
Right. And Peter and his brother were super hyped into it, and they loved that game. Absolutely loved it. I think one of them bought a Switch just because of it. I think it was his brother, Dave, bought a Switch. Just to
play. Is it still on? There, is that the one that's still on there? Because they took Mario 35 off, right?
Yeah, Mario 35 was only like free.
But
for
they kept so Tetris.
But I think
Tetris. Well, they removed Mario. It's gone.
Oh, really?
It's not free. It just doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, wow. I wonder if it just didn't get so much hype like Tetris did.
I don't know. That's why I was wondering if Tetris was still on there.
I wonder. Let me.
Tetris Effect is way better.
Let me do a little investigation, brother. Tetris 99. Let me see. Yeah. Still going strong. You know what game I haven't played, but I really wanted to? Mario Golf Super Rush.
Mm.
I really wanted to, but...
I will not play it. I think I'm 100% done buying any $60 games anymore.
And I'm also along those lines, except for any first-party PlayStation games, as of right now. Battlefield I will be picking up because I know I will play the fuck out of Battlefield. But other than that, there's nothing else. I mean, there's Battlefield.
I'll play Battlefield once it's on Game Pass because it might not be instantly, but it's an EA title, so it will be.
It'll be there.
100%. And obviously, I don't have a PS5, so I'm not in that department. And all the Microsoft ones that come out are all going to be day one Game Pass, so right. I don't have to buy them.
Okay. You're just
so I don't foresee myself buying anymore. I just can't.
And I think that's the market that they were looking for. Right?
That's the market I've been dying for years.
Right.
Back all the way to Blockbuster when I used to pay for the Game Pass with them when it was, you know, I could take one game home at a time. That was what I preferred. I would rather do that and have a whole library of games that I can sample and play little bits of and not feel, oh, I spent $60. I have to play this game. Or if I don't, I feel guilty and like I wasted money. With this, I can just play whatever. And if like, oh, this game sucks, I just uninstall it and I play the next one. There's like 100 on there. You know, there's more games than I'll ever actually play, especially with the amount of time I have. I just Mass Effect I bought and I don't regret that because even if it's over the rest of my life, I'll play it.
Right. Eventually you will. It's either eventually you'll play it or one of your kids will stumble upon it and they'll start playing it and they'll be like, Dad, have you ever played this game before? And you'll be like, oh.
Well, they already know it's my favorite game because they've asked me that question. So someday they'll play. But I mean, I could also be playing them for free because with Game Pass, they're included with EA. So I can play all the games, not the legendary one, but I can play the basic games for free. But I think that's one game that definitely is better with all of it included.
Exactly. All the DLC, all that stuff. I mean, I've paid money for, you know, I bought Spider-Man Miles Morales for, you know, $70.
You know, you're talking about New World. Did I ever talk to you about Chronicles of Elyria?
I feel like you said it at one point, but we didn't really discuss it. Oh, you know what? You were saying it. You were talking about it, and you're like, this fucking game never gonna fucking come out. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I think I had been talking about that, and I realized it's definitely not going to come out because I was just searching because I heard there was like a lot of controversy around it. I think there's actually a lawsuit currently.
Oh, shit.
Because March of last year, it got canceled, and the development studio just fired everybody, fired their whole staff, and just abandoned it. After raising $8 million on Kickstarter, they said, whoops, we ran out of money, and they just quit.
I wonder why. Like, how do you run out
of money? Well, the story, I think, with the lawsuit is that it was a scam the whole time. It was just a money scam. Wow. That they were never really working on a game. Because it was, like, 4 years in development, $8 million raised. And this, like, alpha demo they released was, like, the most whack fucking... Oh, I'm going to send it to you. Because you have to see it.
I will say there is a game that's free to play right now on...
This video is unlisted too. It's just because I have the.
On Steam, it's called Bless Unleash. It's an open world online game that can be enjoyed with your friends and countless others. Venture out to engage in intense combat while exploring vast regions and treacherous dungeons.
Real quick, go look at that.
Where'd you send it? Discord? Did you Discord it to me, brother?
I did.
Ew. This looks like a PS1 game.
Yeah, that was released. That video was posted March 5th, 2020.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Shortly before they shut down and fired everybody. And this had been started. It was revealed in 2015. So this had actually been close to 5 years with the development. And this is all they had to show for it. But basically, I mean, the idea behind it and what they were pitching was so, it sounded too good to be true, but the idea of if they could make it work sounded like the greatest game of all time. And I'm still in love with the idea of it, even though clearly it didn't work. And maybe it was never actually even, maybe they never even planned for it to be real.
Right.
Or at least the guy in charge, maybe mishandled it intentionally to pocket a lot of money. But the idea was, it was a persistent world MMO where you made a character and it was being crowdfunded on Kickstarter. And the idea was, when the game first started, the initial world space, so the kingdoms, the territories, even every player in the game, every NPC in the game, I should say, was a player, aside from a handful that would start. So the more money you paid in the beginning, the better, the more you backed it, the higher titles you could get. So people who are paying, some people paid over $10,000 as backers into this to get the best package, and they got to be kings. So, when the game started, they were going to be, already what they started, the king. Yeah,
that's sick.
And you would have, as a a king or whatever the higher, you would have a higher prestige level, so to speak. And anybody, and there was open PvP to everybody, so you could plot to kill that player who's the king and then take his position, essentially. But there was sort of a permadeath system, so there was no monthly subscription fee planned. You paid for a soul, and the soul would enter your character, and you could choose to begin at certain points, right? So either as a child into a certain family and you'd inherit certain skills, or you could take over a character like a blacksmith midlife and they'd already have some skills, whatever. But your characters would age. So I think it was maybe 3 months, your character would age until they ended up eventually, that character would die of old age and you would recycle. You'd have to purchase another soul. And then that soul would continue and carry over some of the remnants of your first character, their stats and their progress of their life, their lineage, and carry that on to the next person. So you could, for example, your character, the first one, you could have children. And then when your character dies, your soul could transfer to one of your children. And now you play as your child, but you inherit all the things. Or say if you were really good at, you were a blacksmith, you would still start with no skill, but you would develop the skill with this new character twice as fast now.
Wow. That's pretty sick.
So you get a bonus. Yeah. And so the whole map of the game, the plan, so there's a lot of cool layers to it. The map of the game was going to be entirely player created. So there was going to be there were players who'd be cartographers who would go someplace. And whenever you discovered something, you mark it on a map. And the names of locations would just be whatever the consensus was. So if 6 people went to a cave and called it a big spooky cave, and that was the most people called it that, that was its name on the map that you could get, a consensus that became that location's name. A kingdom would be named by the king. And, land would be given out to other real players, titles and deeds for different things. And you couldn't just kill somebody or fight somebody because there was crime, crime that you would get punished for, and there were laws would be enforced. If you just killed somebody randomly, you would get a bounty placed on you, and then people who played as bounty hunters or enforcers would have the right to come and capture or kill you, complete a contract as their job, and not be in trouble. And when you're playing a game where when you die, you die. If your character died and was finished off, you had to purchase another soul and start over, basically. Or no, each time it did it weakened you, and when you were dead, your soul went into some different some soul dimension. Mm-hmm. And there was a tether, a string that you'd have to follow through that dimension to recover and get back to your body. And every time you died, the tether and string would get weaker and weaker until you could no longer find your body, and then you would have to basically rejuvenate it.
Damn. That sounds
but
sick.
If somebody like knocked you unconscious, they could like tie you up and they wouldn't kill you per se, or they could like finish you off, like fairly kill you, and that's what you'd have to do with the soul walk. But yeah, they could basically just kidnap you. Wow. The other cool part, because it's persistent, say for example, like you are a blacksmith, like you, the goal of the game was to be like that you could become like notable as a player in the world of like, say, like the best blacksmith in this kingdom, like because you worked at that as a character, and there were no NPCs to buy things from. You had to do it from characters and stuff. So like you'd be the best, but when you like logged off the game, your character doesn't disappear. Your character stays in the game and could still be like murdered by other players. Basically, like if you put your character to go to sleep, you're there, and a player could break into your house while you're sleeping in real life and kill your character. So you would have to like hire other players to like be bodyguards for you, essentially, to protect you, because when you logged off, you essentially set scripts to take over and your character became an NPC while you were not active. So you would say like, okay, I decided to play as a blacksmith. You set up like, here's my shop, here's the things that I have to sell that I would like to sell while I'm offline. My character is going to establish a shop here, and it's going to be like an NPC in the world doing this stuff while I'm gone, and when I come back in and play, I'll take over.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very, very complicated, but the idea of it sounded like the most like in-depth badass thing ever if they could actually do it. But of course, they could not. And who knows if they even intended to.
It reminds me of No Man's Sky.
Yeah. They have actually made good on the game now. Theirs really was not ill-intentioned, just like poor execution at start.
Is that on Game Pass?
Yes, I think.
I have it on Steam.
Yes, it is.
I have it on Steam, but man,
that's a lot crazy. Of those type of games, like Subnautica, is on Game Pass.
I want to play Subnautica so bad.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the lawsuit was filed in the Central District Court of California seeking damages for alleged breach of contract, violation of the Consumers Legal Remedies Act, and unfair competition after announcement came out that Soundbound Studios was closing, that all the staff had been fired, and development on the game had been ceased due to lack of funds. Soulbound Studio, not Soundbound. Soulbound Studios. They got like this shitty... this shitty like website.
Yeah, it was not very good.
That's kind of
I've been following it for a while, and like when it seemed like it was in active development, like they'd post like the blog updates about like things in it. It sounded so fucking cool. But it always sounded too good to be true, and right. You know, lo and behold.
And of course, there it is. So you and I both played Back 4 Blood.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Back 4 Blood the way it is right now?
The way it is right now, I wouldn't pay for it if it wasn't on Game Pass.
Right.
Probably.
Right.
It's okay. It feels like it's just missing something. I can't quite place it.
Right.
It's pretty polished overall. Like, it doesn't feel like super clunky. It just feels like, I don't know, there's something about it that's just like not as fun as Left 4 Dead. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know what, I mean, I would say that the special zombies feel way less interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And
we talked about that when we played it.
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is playing it. Aside from like the big guy versus the smaller guy, I couldn't tell the difference between them. Except a name would pop up, and I was like, "Oh, that was a spit guy, or that was a whatever." I couldn't tell you the difference. Whereas like Left 4 Dead, the design lent itself to what these characters, like you could hear one of them and you know, like, oh, it's a spitter, oh, it's a smoker, like you could tell the difference between the way they looked, the way like the world was, the sound effects, like all of it was very, very, and that's like the things like Overwatch do really well, is there has to be not only like audio cues, visual cues, there needs to be a way to immediately and intuitively identify what these different things are, and I don't feel that with this game.
I feel that it's very lackluster. I never really played Left 4 Dead, but I just feel like the way the game is right now, I wouldn't pay for it. Not saying the game's bad or anything like that. Same thing with you. I think there is something missing. I feel like the cards that you get, they don't really make, I don't, I don't know if they make a difference or anything like that. I didn't really see too much of a difference or anything.
It feels like wasted potential to me because for all that I've played, I ended up picking between things like plus 10% health, plus 10% ammo, plus 10% stamina. Like, that's boring. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to pick one that I think is the most useful, but I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't make me feel good or more fun.
I think the weapon designs are all right. I like that you can pick up different weapons that have different gear on them. That's cool. I think that's really cool. The way that the characters interact with each other, kind of like Left 4 Dead, it's you can see that.
It's there, but also, again, it does feel, to me, I mean, maybe forced. It's just I haven't played as much. Yeah, and it feels like they don't have quite as much identity.
Right.
Like,
I'd rather play Redfall.
It does feel like the identities they have, like you said, are more forced.
Yeah.
Like the squad that existed with Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 felt very distinct. They were distinct visually. They had personalities that were distinct. I mean, it's not fair to say that these ones are not that because they are.
Right.
But I don't know. Like I said, it's just missing something. And maybe I haven't played it enough yet to pinpoint exactly what it is.
And this is what betas are for, right? This is why companies put out betas, because they want you to give your feedback and give honest feedback.
Well, the game comes out in October, so they don't have a ton of time.
Nope.
Unless it gets delayed, to really change anything drastically.
Yep.
I guess my problem is, you know, of all the acts that I played through, I just never like felt super excited or like there was never that moment like we're in Left 4 Dead where like you got swarmed, even though there is a similar moment getting swarmed, where it felt like, I don't know, like everything came together and like the director was playing it well and you like barely made it and it felt like awesome. Right. You achieved it.
That was my biggest thing too, because like the whole time I was thinking like, what is the director doing? Like, I'd be off kind of like far away from you guys and nothing would happen to me. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
In Left 4 Dead, if I was by myself, I'd get ransacked by a hunter or grabbed by a smoker, you know, like something like that would happen. But no, none of it.
Well, yeah, and again, I still, with how much we played it, I still couldn't really even tell you 100% what these different Risen do, or Ridden.
Ridden, yeah.
No, which is, I don't know. Ridden is also, I can't put my finger on why that was chosen as the name for them.
Just call them a fucking zombie.
Right. It's not like copyrighted. You can call them zombies. I couldn't tell. There's like, there's big guy who wants to hurt you. There's one that does, I think, grapple you like a smoker. And then there is a hunter-esque one, but like I cannot, like I said, I could not barely really tell you the difference between any of them. I just know I see one, I shoot it a little bit, and it dies just as easy as the other.
Right,
guys.
Like the exploder and the charger were the same design.
Yeah. They were like the same thing. I still can't tell you the difference between them. There's one that's supposed to be like the, what were they called them in Left 4 Dead? They weren't boomers, right? Were they boomers?
Yeah, boomers.
Boomers, okay. I'm thinking of like how Gears of War had boomers too, and they were different, but.
Yeah. No, there is one like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, they all looked and felt, I couldn't identify to like make a decision on how to play, like a boomer, get farther, like explorer, get farther away. I couldn't always identify it was that versus the big charging guy because they look so similar. There's like lack of like color. So there's no like, in Left 4 Dead, they have like different like outfits on. Like the hunter's in like a full hoodie and he crawls on the ground. The smoker is tall and like, there's like, you know, like the cloud of, there's grossness around him and he's coughing loudly. Mm-hmm. Like they just walked through, you could tell. And this, they all just look like the same fucking dumb zombie.
Fucking Ridden. Yeah. The cool thing
and
is
the boss,
ogre.
Like the ogre. But also I have big problems with that because it was a dumb, uninspired boss fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dumb, like big health bar you had to melt down with no interesting mechanics at all. And he was so fucking big, once you wanted to attack one of you, there was almost no way you could escape from it. Yeah. Like, because it moved like twice as fast as you just because it was so big. And then
balls.
Once it hits you, you basically were just dead. And all you could do was just run around, kite it around, and do some damage until it died. Like, that was the whole thing. There was no real thought to it. It was just melted. Like, it felt stupid. It felt like just like a stronger zombie. I don't know. I don't really like shitting on the game right now, but it's just, I had a lot of things where I walked away from it. Like, I guess I want to play it more, but like,
I don't feel
like it's great. I guess I would not buy it right now. I don't think it's worth
100%.
It would definitely not be worth $60. But if it wasn't on Game Pass, I wouldn't get it at all. So, I don't know. Yeah, like the money, like buying the things. Yeah, it seems cool. I think that's probably the best part is like, you know, being able to spend those little like copper. Is that what you get? Copper?
Yeah, copper.
On like the upgrades and different items. And I like being able to buy the party ones that like adds more slots for people and stuff. Like that's cool. But
yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
I can't hear you. Oh yeah, he's ready. He's waiting for his guest spot.
Like it's all right. It wasn't anything too exciting or anything too.
Yeah, and I'm a little disappointed for sure. I'm hoping maybe Redfall will be. I know it's not going to be as Left 4 Dead as I originally thought, but you know maybe it'll be more closer to like that. Have that nice synergy and
I feel like, to it. And I feel like, and I guess it goes back to like shitting on the game, but. Just give us something new. Don't give us like the same. Like you already made Left 4 Dead. You already made
it. Right. Yeah, it's like over 10 years later and they're like,
you know what?
We did the same shit. We put new graphics and we changed the name.
Right. You know what sounds good? Let's do this. Let's keep it director, but let's throw in these cards that don't really matter.
Even the like the ones that are supposed to be like bad things for you, it's not like cool things like, oh, I thought one of them did say like maybe we haven't gotten that far and if not then that's my fault then not the game's fault but like zombies wearing armor or like the zombies explode into like you know all of them explode into like toxic dust or something like that but instead it's like on the map there'll be a bottle of blood and if you take it to the end you get more money and that's the whole thing like that's the challenge
and I think that's where we probably either didn't get too far in the game or maybe what if it coincides with difficulty. You know,
it could also be just the beta only has access to this one thing. So, I mean, yeah, we are actually on a game that hasn't even come out yet. Yeah, so this is, just, you know, first impressions of the beta. I'm not impressed. It's right. My first impression.
Yeah. We're definitely not impressed.
I'll take 2 minutes to talk about The Ascent, too, which I played briefly, which I don't know about you, but I also was not impressed with.
I played for, let me see, I can tell you right now. Does it show my hours that I played with Peter and Jinja and John the other day? First off, you got to get the game to work, right? Which, when you're trying to play with a group, I mean, you played solo, right? You played by yourself?
I played it with Mike.
Okay.
For like 15 minutes.
Great. So
honestly, I never want to play it again, is how little I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Game's not that great. When you pick up weapons, it automatically equips them. Everyone gets the same loot. It's just meh.
Like the feel of it, the game feel of it was just bad to me. Just not good.
It was fun when you got it to work because when we first tried to get in, the game just loaded for about 15 minutes and then we said, okay, this is bullshit. So we stopped and then we went back in. But it just, it's not good. It's just not good. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, not recommended.
No. Like,
I don't know. I didn't play it for very long, but that's because I didn't want to fucking play anymore.
Yeah.
15 minutes is a good chunk of the time I play at night, and I'm not going to waste it on something I just not having a good time with.
Well, there's this game called
Star. What I am having a good time with right now is Boyfriend Dungeon. Having a great time.
I can't wait to try it.
What a wild fucking concept for a game.
I cannot wait.
So, have you looked at anything about it at all besides, like, that trailer?
Besides the trailer and what they talked about at E3, no.
So, first 5 minutes, right? You make your character, which is very simplistic. Stuff you can pick from, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. The game is very inclusive and very, like, modern conscientious, where obviously you get to pick pronouns. You get to set yourself up. Yeah. You set a whole character up like that. When you go in, you know, it's like you're in your bedroom and you have the option to, like, you know, you're on your phone, you have contacts that text you, like your cousin sets you up with like your first couple dates. And you have magazines you stock, which are like power-ups and you can craft stuff from items. But then you go to the world map and you're just like this little chibi character that just runs through the streets and you go to different spots. So like you go on your first date and talk, but the thing that's weird is there's wielders, which is what you play as, which is a person who can wield swords and weapons but doesn't turn into one, and then normal to everyone in this world, which is just not like it's just like it just is a thing. Some people just turn into swords, Some people can just whoosh, and they just also are swords sometimes, and they talk still. They're just swords and people at the same time, and it's just, then that's normal. It's not even like, oh God, Dave just turned into a rapier over there. Like, it's just normal. The very first, I think it's the first guy I met him like as a sword, and he's just this very well spoken. He's like, oh yes, I will go through here and I will train you to use the sword, but I'm gonna stay in my sword form for now. And I'm like,
so the sword's just like floating around,
me hot. Yeah, it's literally just a sword. So like, it's like X-Base, like Doki Doki is. Yeah. So it's just, you're just looking at just a sword. And it's just a text box because the sword's talking to you.
That's fucking
and
awesome.
Then sometimes they'll change. But yeah, like I said, I met a couple of the boys, and let me say, two of them are fucking douchebags. Like, just awful. Like, I know I'm playing as, it seems like the character that you play as is given, I don't know, maybe it's just the way I made my character. Mm-hmm. Seems more like feminine features.
Mm-hmm.
So I like headcanon had in mind that I'm playing as a female, but they don't, that is clearly not the way, like you can choose either way. But in my game, I'm playing as a woman. So I'm kind of like in the headspace of it that I feel like I'm in the shoes of just like a woman getting fucking harassed by these douchebag men / swords who are just texting me like, yo, you up? Like, literally, that's like what one of them texts. And I'm just like, I'm not texting this fucking guy back. So I did. Like, that's me playing this game. I'm like, this guy's a dick. I'm not texting him back. I'm going to the mall. And the mall is like the dungeon, right? So, like, they call it the dunge. So I go to the dunge, and it's hard as fuck. It's actually really hard. I die a lot. Yeah. But it's like this hack and slashy.
You didn't text him, dude.
Fuck that. Honestly, he's probably a really strong sword, but I just will not wield him, and I will not text him back on principle because he's a fucking asshole. For anyone listening who's played this game, referring to Sunder is his name.
Oh, man. Guy. Sunder looks awesome, too.
No, I hate that guy. Maybe you'll like him. I don't know. To me, he's a douchebag, and I don't want to talk to him.
He looks
on one quote-unquote date with him. I went to the club that he co-owns, and I was not a fan, so I left. And I didn't text him back afterwards.
Damn.
Yeah, I left him on red. One of the other guys is just as douchey. I don't know, he made some fucking comment about my cousin who's a bro. And I was like, nah, I'm all set. He's like, ha ha, okay, talk to you later, hottie. I was like, all right, I literally hate you with like a massive passion, dude. I hate this character. This game is so bad. I literally, when I stopped playing earlier, just ran into another weapon in the mall that I have not seen its human form yet. I can't wait.
How many are there?
I don't know. And I'm not going to look it up. I'm just playing and having a great time. Because I don't know, the game, it's got like this really satisfying like format where you're in the room, you have text messages to read and either respond to with a certain, you know, option, or I guess you could leave them unread like I did for like 2 days. Then you leave and you go to the world map. You just walk around. Then you can go to a couple different shops. You can go to the like date, which is where you go to like that person's building basically and have a conversation and like spend time with them. And if you do it enough, you level them up. And as you level up your like relationship with that sword / man, or maybe there's, you know, other, I don't know if it's all men so far, but maybe there's other, I don't know. Once you level them up, you get like new abilities when you wield them. So like with, I have Isaac. So when I wield him, I can like do, you know, like counters and stuff. And then Sunder, if I was ever going to wield him, which I won't on principle, there's something else I can do with him, like when I die. So it's interesting. You level them up. It's fun. And then, like I said, you go to the dungeon, and it's fucking hard. The enemies that I fought so far are jumping cell phones. They're like flip phones and TVs. And the whole dungeon is supposed to be like this, like a metaphor for like you're fighting off your like inner psychology and demons. Through these layers of the mall, but it's hard as shit. I've only gotten like level 2 so far, because you get swarmed with like 6 of them and you die in like 3 hits.
Really?
It's hard. But there's no real penalty for dying, because you die, then you get XP based on however many you finished off. You level up a little bit, ambulance takes you back to your house, and you just kind of do it again if you want to.
I'm gonna play it.
It's very good.
I am going to fucking
I probably played it for like an hour so far, and I want to keep playing it. It's very good. Big fan so far.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely going to jump into that. Some Tetris Connect, they both installed, so I'm super...
Yep, Tetris Effect Connected, fantastic game. It's one of those games you'll go back to for, you know, like a little bit every day, just as like a routine. It's very relaxing, too. Like, I played it earlier, I think last year, actually, on PC, and I used to just play it, like, just to chill, chill out a little bit at night.
Hell yeah.
That's what I've been doing, like, with Forza now, though. I'll go drive around that game for, like, 20 minutes, and then play something else.
Then fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, fall asleep.
And go to bed.
Yep.
Just chill out. Yeah. Ordered. That's dope. Hell yeah.
Yeah, play Boyfriend Dungeon. It's very fun. You can date him, you can wield him, you can, I don't know, maybe you can fuck him. I haven't got that far.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe we're just going to do some sweet sword on skin contact. I'm just going to cuddle.
I'm in
a very awful cuddle session.
Just cuddle.
Me and my rapier, my scimitar.
Keep saying rapier and it just makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I'm like, oh.
Well, it is the name of a sword.
No, I know.
All right.
I'm just saying, my mind. It's not great.
Well, they don't have a halberd so far. That's a throwback.
That is a great show.
All right. Well, anyway, yeah, I've had a great time reconvening for our conversation and what we're doing. I really want to go date some more swords though, so I really gotta get going.
No, 100%. We know we've been on a hiatus, but we're probably just gonna announce it here in this episode. We're probably gonna release the podcast bi-weekly now. It just fits better for our schedules and currently everything that's going on in our lives. So
yeah, we're busy boys, and if I can be honest, I just had to prioritize things and you know, with life and everything else, mental state, as far as that, I just couldn't keep myself on this pre-imposed contract of like this timeline and deadline that we made for this for myself was just kind of like sucking the good out of it. So
100%.
I had to take a step back for a little bit, but yeah, we're going to try bi-weekly and see if that gives us that wiggle room that we need to do it because we love it and not do it because it became this thing we had to do, like, you know, every single week, just because we told ourselves we needed to.
Right. Because this is what it started out as, a labor of love. So we want to keep it going that way.
Right. And I'm very guilty of trying to like over perfect and refine things. So I'm stepping back from that. 100%. We're just here to have a good time for an hour. And if you want to listen for that time, then that's great. That's what we want to do. And if not, then we're just, me and Devon are keeping an audio diary of our conversations.
Facts.
Which honestly, and then maybe someone will listen to them.
Which honestly, I listen to, so
yeah,
it's fun anyways. But yeah, we've been the Good Game Guys. You guys can follow us on all our socials at Good Game Guys, right? Or is it? I forgot how
it's at Good Game Guys Pod.
Yeah, there it is.
I can tell you, I've been terribly inactive on Twitter just because it's what I needed for me, is to just back the fuck off,
yeah,
not go crazy on it. So
100%.
Mostly, I mean, follow the podcast on wherever you're listening to it. It's the best way.
Yeah, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. Fucking leave it so you get a notification when an episode goes live. That way you can hear us sweet hot boys talk to you. But yeah. Also leave us a review on Podchaser and Apple Podcasts, like our two friends, Scotty Does Know, I'm pretty sure was his name, and C Fat.
Oh, you, Scotty found out?
Scotty found out, dude. Scotty knows now.
Oh my God, I hope he's okay.
I made that joke earlier, and I'm so mad that now you're making this joke and I caught it.
I wasn't listening to you earlier. I'm
so upset right now.
Yeah, so I'll listen to the beginning later and still not give you credit.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it. But no, yes, problem. We've been the Good Game Guys. Enjoy the games that you play, and we love you.
Wow, that's a great tagline.
You know?
Hey, enjoy the games that you play. That's the goal.
Enjoy the games.
Right? That you play. Like, as much as we shit on like Back for Blood, if you love that game, enjoy the games you play.
Enjoy the games you play.
Right. I'm going to enjoy go play my game where I date swords.
Yeah.
And then my boyfriend.
I'm going to play some Tetris Connect.
Yeah. Oh, you want to play together?
Sure, I'm down.
Want to fight a boss?
Let's fight a boss, dude.
It's pretty cool.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
See you later.
Bye, guys.